I'm really excited. You know what I'm most excited for? The big event that I'm the most excited for is the Pride 48 breakfast.
That's going to be lovely.
It's going to be big. I think anyone who's actually in Vegas for that morning is planning on going. I mean, I seriously doubt anyone's saying, no, I won't do the breakfast.
Some have, but I believe we have 50 people right now.
Well, and here's the thing. Here's the reason why. I have always wanted to do one of the big fatty buffet breakfasts, but they start,
but you don't get up that early.
They start so early in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, I'm on vacay. I want to sleep in. So it's horrible because I really, one of the things I enjoy the most about Pride 48 is being able to interact with Big Fatty and Daniel Brewer. It's a very weird thing.
Big Fatty's an old man on a specific schedule. He has to eat by a certain time.
I love it, though. I love the fact that I get to have a few moments to say hello and ask him how he's been doing. And, you know, my favorite memory of the first time we went to Pride 48 was him giving Nicole her birthday spankings. And
he is a charming, lovable man who I love that we have our personal, I mean, we talk to each other on the phone and stuff. He's such a great man and I adore him.
Yeah, he's a lovely human being.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty's an old man on a specific schedule. He has to eat by a certain time.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1769 of the BFO for... What is today?
Big Fatty, it's Wednesday, the 5th of November, 2014. Coming up on today, say it with me. A little
show. Well, I'm glad somebody knows what the fuck's going on.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, returners.
Big Fatty, is that anything to do with the election?
It is. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are returners because, y'all, we are waiting. We are awaiting the return. And, y'all, the nice thing is it's the return of normalcy on the TV machine, y'all. We can get back to seeing the car commercials rather than the political ads.
Big Fatty.
Y'all, I'm just glad that the politics is over for right now. So, and we'll just see how it all plays out.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, I don't really have a whole lot to talk about today. I am going to talk about the quiz programs a little bit, and then I'm going to natter a little bit. Then, y'all, I'm probably going to get a little sappy.
Big Fatty, do I need a tissue?
You might.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that.
This is into the BFO content desk. Big Fatty still needs some voice letters and some, maybe some Ask Big Fatty questions or some spotting Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, you need a lot.
F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, it's been a while since we've been down here in the Fat Cave. And y'all, so let's talk about the quiz programs. Yes, Big Fatty.
Say heaven, 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 when all we know is hell.
Big Fatty, I don't recognize that music. That is the music from Utopia, y'all. And y'all, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. It really is. One of my favorite quiz programs this season, and dear Gussie, y'all, I got the hiccups.
Big Fatty.
Let's see, what was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know, but y'all, they threw three of them. They threw three of them out of Utopia on the last episode. They were gone for a week because of the World Sports Ball series. And so, y'all, but America is now voting, and they threw three of them out. And
Y'all, it was quite interesting. And one of the ones that they threw out, I thoroughly liked. I don't remember what his name was, but he was kind of a rebel rouser, and he kind of kept people in line and things like that. But yeah, he's gone. He is just gone. And y'all, so they get to vote on who gets to come back in. And y'all, one of the ones that they're voting on is he's a hairdresser. And y'all, he is as gay as a giggle. Gay as a giggle, y'all. When you see him, y'all, you'll immediately think, oh my God, is that the 69? Big Fatty, you're gonna get in trouble. But y'all, he's funny as can be. I bet you they vote to keep him too. But because you know he's a hairdresser, Big Fatty, they love to have their hair dressed. So y'all watch the Utopia. It comes on Friday, and it comes on at the same time as the Big Run. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I was talking to Granny and one of our friends at the Connections on Saturday night. He enjoys the Big Run and the quiz programs also. And y'all, we all kind of came to the same feeling that we're not really pulling for any particular team. It's just it gets to the point where you say, okay, it's just time for them to go. And y'all, that was such was the case this week with the mother and daughter who are the flight attendants. Y'all, they're just too much. They're just too much. Y'all, they just had tood. Big Freddy, they had tood. It's true, they had tood. And y'all ain't nobody got time for that. So, y'all, the Big Run is running right along, and y'all, we're in November is the sweeps month. Big Fatty, does that mean anybody has a broom? No, but the sweeps month is when they find out who's watching what shows, and so y'all, a lot of the things will be coming to an end this month. And Big Fatty, I know that'll make a lot of people happy. And well, it won't make me happy, no, Big Fatty. And y'all, the Big Run, but you know, I thoroughly enjoy the Big Run. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the Survivor. Y'all, it's okay. I'm enjoying it. Again, I'm not really pulling for anybody. I like the gay couple that's on there, but you know, I like I say, I'm not really pulling for anybody yet. Y'all, the team that ate all their rice and then they had to go back to that Jeff Probst and say, well, oh, we're out of rice, and then he came and took all their shit. Big Fatty was glad he took it all, because y'all, the it's not like they hadn't seen the damn show before. They ate enough rice in 12 days that was supposed to last them the entire month. And so he took back all of their prizes that they had won and everything like that for a bag of rice. And I hope they'll be smarter in the second half of this season. Yes, Big Freddy. Now, y'all, on the dance, and again, I'm not really pulling for anyone. I think the guy that was on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I think he's probably going to win it all. Although, I do think that Autumn and his partner are really good also, and so are Val and his partner. But y'all, some of them have just got to go, and mercifully. Monday night, y'all, they sent that Michael, who is the race car driver, the old man. Y'all, he's just awful. Y'all, they told him, oh, this is your best dance. And y'all, I'm sitting here watching, and I said, all you're doing is walking. You're not even dancing. So anyway, he's gone. And old Cheech and Chong, or I don't know if it's Cheech or if it's Chong, he's going to be the next to go. Yes, Big Fatty. Mystery Day, are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your
ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, right before I started going down in the fat cave to talk about the quiz programs, y'all, my most regular gentleman caller sent me a text to my Herbert, what you doing? And so, y'all, he came over, and it was lovely. And y'all, he grunted and groaned. Be ready, we don't need the details. He grunted. Be ready. We had a lovely, just a lovely time. And y'all, there was a big old wet cleanup on aisle four. Be ready, please. There you have it. And y'all, I gotta tell you, it's a vision of loveliness, whenever he comes over and he's all naked right there in front of Big. Be ready, please. We're having Cheerios. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, hump day, big, very, how appropriate, today, hump day, the 5th of November, y'all, try to remember the 5th of November, big, very, that's not how it goes, anyway, y'all, the 5th of November, it is a special exiting of the birth canal today, y'all, it is none other than that of Miss Kitty, Miss Kitty, you know, Miss Kitty used to be on the Twitty is Charleston Kitty, but y'all, I think Miss Kitty has seen the meat as far as the Twitty goes. But y'all, if you want to wish Miss Kitty a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, I'm sure that I can talk him into going over to the BFO and looking at the comments. Big Freddy, you just want people to leave comments. It's true. Miss Kitty. I gotta say, Miss Kitty is one of Big Fatty's dearest friends. I don't see Miss Kitty that often. You know, he's a little behind on the show. But y'all, it don't matter if you listen. It doesn't matter if you listen or not. But y'all, if you want to send good wishes to Miss Kitty, just give her a B flat. Or some kitty.
Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Now, y'all, a couple of things I've been thinking about, and I've had this word written down on my list for a couple of weeks now, and I just don't know how else to say it other than and it's one word. It's written right here. It's blessed. And y'all, I you know, the clip at the beginning of today's little show, it's when I hear folks like that, you know, Big Fatty is just Big Fatty, but I am so blessed. Folks say such nice things like that, and y'all, this is every once in a while it just overwhelms me. It really does. And the day when I first wrote this word down on my list, I was just about in tears. And I know you're like, Big Fatty, I need to go get a Kleenex. But y'all, my brother, and it's my middle brother, and of my two brothers, I'm probably closer to my youngest brother. But, you know, as time goes on, you know, it all kind of evens out, and you become close on on different levels and things like that, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But my middle brother, you know, he's the one that sort of got me hooked up with my real estate agent and all this kind of stuff. And, y'all, it's almost like he's just kind of being a guardian angel, or just looking out for me. And I mean, I think he realizes that, you know, Big Fatty has worked a long time at the coal mine, but you know, when it comes right down to it, I ain't got a whole lot to show for it, other than I've enjoyed being here. And but Big Fatty is not a wealthy man by any means. And so my brother said, if you he sent me an email. It was just a few words. He says, if you need help with your down payment for your house, just let me know. And y'all, it came out of the blue. I mean, it just kind of, you know, I've said this many times before, that it's very hard to surprise people. And I don't mean that negatively, okay, that I'm really surprised he did this. But y'all, it was out of the blue, and it was genuine, just like the comments at the beginning of today's little show. And you know, the fact that folks talk about an old man with a dog toy, Big Fatty, you know, on their little shows, I'm just blessed. I really am. And you know, there's the fact that you call in and are silly with me, or you send a picture, or you paint a card and send it to me, or you're on your vacation and you send me a postcard, or the fact that that you think about me. And y'all, I can tell when people are thinking about me. Miss Kitty the other day, you know, I had mentioned that he was a little behind on the show, and I called him. He says, is everything, when he answered the phone and saw it was me, he says, is everything okay? I said, yeah, why? He says, I don't know why, but the past couple of days I've been thinking about you. Well, y'all, that's when the whole house buying thing started. And I know when you're thinking about me. And you know, if you, when you slip up and you use a Big Fattyism, y'all, it really fills me up with happiness. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm just blessed, and I want to thank each and every one of you for making me feel that way. I really appreciate it. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Y'all, I hope that wasn't too bleh, you know, it's just kind of bleh, you know. But Big Fatty, you're just getting old. The old people getting sent, live, won't take a sentimental journey. It's just lovely. It's just the old people, you never know what they're going to do. They're either going to be on a sentimental journey, or they're going to be pooping themselves, or writing an angry old man letter, or Joey Bukkake. When you think of Big Fatty and his day, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Big Fatty's an old man on a specific schedule. He has to eat by a certain time.
Oh, Big Fatty, you're running late on your early bird.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.